Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Jesus' precious name. So let's start tonight. Actually, there is something that the Holy Spirit painted in my heart. And please, if you are that person, I don't know how many people, you've had what you can tag. It's like you are getting used to that disease in your body or sickness. The Holy Spirit is saying that tonight, we will minister to you. Tonight is the end of that sickness. I said tonight is the end of that sickness. So I titled this, The Word Works. The Word Works. The Word of the Lord, it works. The Word of God works. The Word of God works. So the Word works. The Word works. Jeremiah 29, let's start from there. Jeremiah 29. The Word of God works. The Word of God is not a respecter of persons. The Word of God is not a respecter of nations. The Word of God is not a respecter of the economy of nations. The Word of God is not a respecter or a respecter of culture and tradition. The Word of God is living and active, and it works. In Jeremiah 29:11, this is the Word talking. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Hebrews chapter 4. The Word works. I said the Word works. I said the Word works. The Word works. The Word works. I said the Word of God works. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. If you have a Bible like mine, it's subtitled, The Word Discovers Our Conditions. She said, let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest. So the Word of God give rest. He said, lest anyone fail according to the same example of disobedience. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And with the Word, there is no creature hidden from his sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we have to give account. I said the Word works. And in your life and in my life, the Word will walk mightily this year. So we are 3 days gone into the new year. God's Word, whether it is read, whether it is memorized, whether it is spoken, whether it is acted upon, gives us a clear picture of our appointed hand with God. People talk about destiny today. In Yoruba language, they say, Ayomo. If you want to know your destiny, if you want to know the appointed hand for your life, start reading the Word. Start taking the word of God as God's personal word to you. If you have challenge in any area of life, the first question of your first response should be, what does the word of God say concerning this matter? The word works. So whether it is read, whether it is spoken, whether it is memorized, whether it is acted upon, it gives us a clear picture. The word of God is not like Niger Bet. The word of God is banker sure. There is no hit or miss. You hit consistently with the word of God. That's why Jesus had to say in John 6:63, he said, this word that the word I speak to you, they are what? They are spirit. In other words, the word is spiritual. And because it is spiritual, it has capacity to create. He said, they are spirit and they are life. So we can speak the word to our families. We can speak the word to our career path. We can speak the word to our businesses. We can speak the word to our neighborhood. We can speak the word to your car. You can speak the word to your fridge. You can speak the word to your freezer. Because all things were made by the word. So the word of God works. The word of God works. Wherever the sun rises each day, the Bible says it's a remembrance by God that God has a covenant with man. So the word of God works. It can be applied across board. The word works. I said the word works. So the word of God helps us to understand all we can believe for. The word of God helps us to grasp all that is written accurately in our redemption realities. The word of God is the will of God for our lives. The word of God is the will of God. People are asking the question. I mean, for us who are pastors, maybe one of the common prayer points that people, put forward to us every time. I want to know the will of God concerning this situation of my life. Hey, the next thing is that if I'm going to agree with such a person, I say, what is the problem? Or what is the situation like? The second question will be, what scripture are you standing on? And most of the time people say, I don't have any scripture. And the truth is that that truth is very bitter. You will not get anything. Because the word of God is the will of God for our lives. I want to know the future. Read the word of God. Every scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And the Bible said it is profitable. It is profitable. In the word you have instruction. In the word you can profit from it. In the word you can define things that are not definable. You know, I mentioned this on Sunday. The man of God, A.W. Tozer, he said, when you walk with God, even the poorest among us will never remain poor. Because the word of God enlightens. The word of God enlarges. The word of God promotes. Romans chapter 8. I want us to read this together. Verses 28 to 30. Romans chapter 8. Verses 28 to 30. If you can get hold of these three verses of scripture, you can deal with low self-esteem forever. You can deal with condemnation forever. You can deal with whoever has talked to you, whoever has abused you. Hey, whoever has demeaned you, if you can get understanding into these three verses, hey, you are made for life. Can we go together tonight? 1, 2, 3, go. And we what? Stop there. You have to know. You have to know. You have to know. And this year, you have to know. It's not just Wednesday service. It's not just Sunday service. No. You have to know. He said, we know. That is beyond any positive things you can ever think of. Because there is an inner persuasion. There is an inner conviction. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. I thought it's some things. I thought it's maybe few things. What does all mean? What does all mean? Some people are expanding it, everything. What does everything mean? Everything means all things. All things means everything. Can we go again? Because see, one of the benefits of us having the Bible is you can read. But one of the things we believers have also lost edge on, we gloss over it in the Old Testament. You know, when the Bible says at the end of some certain psalm, it says Selah, or in the mid, it says Selah. It means pause. Do everything. Slowly read it to yourself. Let it assume a new meaning. Think deeply about it. Apply it to yourself. Does it resonate? So, he said, till I come, give attention to reading. So, sometimes you don't have to gloss over it. Just like that. And we know all things work together for good, for all those who love God, and all who are called according to it. Sometimes you need to do it. Can we go one more time? Duro. Can you see comma there? Those who love God. You know, that thing has qualification. Everybody pray, but not all prayers are answered, isn't it? Every religion pray, but hey, it's not all the prayers that are answered. So, God put a caveat here. We know. The same God who has delivered us from beer. We know there is an assurance. There is an evidence. So this year you will have evidence in your life. Amen. This year the communication of your faith will become effectual. Amen. But you know there is also caveat on that. He said when you acknowledge the good deposit in you. Can we go one more time tonight? And we know. One, two, three, four, five, six, additional one, seven, yeah, eight, that's nine. Things there. And we know. And tears are running down your cheeks. And you are saying, we know. They said no. No is not the end. It's just an opportunity for me to retreat and come back again. Do you know he-goat? Do they give up? You can't give up because it's not in your DNA. If there is an he-goat here, if you put whatever, maybe for the he-goat, and then you take it, you put it here, you pursue the he-goat, 5 minutes, especially if the he-goat has had a foretaste, 5 minutes is back. And then you say, shh. And then you now put that thing here. You can be sure. Ego doesn't need to learn high jump. He goes and climbs. That's the signature team. And if you do it, you know they don't. You know those things bite. They bite at the point of desperation. We don't get that there, but they do bite. Praise God. But egos never give up. If you put that thing there for 3 days, it keeps coming every day to try until it gets through with it. This year, that spirit is divorced from you too completely. You are not going to give up. I say you are not going to give up. 2020 is loaded. All things work together for your good. Why? You love God. Two, you are called according to his purpose. Three, they must just adjust because God foreknew you. Four, he predestined you. There is a confirmation that must happen in your life. And then you can just go on like that until you hit the same point. If the devil doesn't know how to read, you read the first one. I am called of God. If he wants to wear you out, you have the second one. Because there is room to add to your faith. So the word of God is our DNA for good success. Especially in this kingdom. I don't have 7 books of Moses. I don't understand any the book. You know all those things. But this one in your hands, on your phone, that is your DNA for good success. Many people desire good success in their lives, but they don't want to pay the price. They don't want the word of God to challenge them. They don't want the word of God to correct them. They don't want the word of God to instruct them. They don't want the word of God to discipline them. Many even desire good health, wonderful careers, good marriages, prosperous life. Yet they load a simple instruction or correction from the word of God by their confession and attitude. Hey, brother, sister, Joshua 1:8 sorts it. Said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But you have, the caveat is there, you must meditate upon it day and night. And as you meditate, he said, when you meditate, he said, you apply yourself to it. It is in applying yourself to it, that is when the good success comes. So Joshua 1:8 is a key scripture. Psalm 119, for example, we are going there. That's where we will settle in tonight. David asked a question in verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? How? Who is on that console? Please walk with me tonight. Don't walk against me. Just walk with me. I have many scriptures. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? He said, except by heeding to your commandment. He said, don't hide your commandment from me because I am a stranger on the heart. He said, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not miss my step against you. In Psalm 33, verses 4 to 6, Bible talking about the validity of this word. Psalm 33, it said, for the word of the Lord is right. And all his works is done, how? So God can't deny himself. God doesn't promise and never fulfill because his works are done in truth. Verse 5. He loves what? Righteousness and justice. The heart is full of his goodness, the goodness of the Lord. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord, by Jesus revealed in the world, by Jesus personalized in the world, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Isaiah 55, verses 11 to 13 in the Message translation. Isaiah 55, verses 11 to 13 in the Message translation. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not come back to me empty handed. They do the work that I sent them to do. They will complete the assignment I gave them. So you, when you understand how the word works, it says you will go out in joy. You miss a good place to say amen. Amen means it is done. Amen means it is settled and cannot be reversed. He said, you will go out with in joy. Amen. You will be led into a whole and complete life. Amen. The mountains and the hills will lead the parade, Amen. Bursting with song. Amen. All the trees of the forest will join the procession, Amen. Exuberant with applause. In your business, no more teasers, but giant sequoias. I don't know what that means, but hey, it's a tree. So God's word contains his thoughts and his ways. And that is what is wrapped as his will for us. Whenever God will do anything significant, transgenerational, or solution-oriented in anyone's life, he sent forth his word. When he was about to give us the gift of Jesus to the world, it was said, he said, you will call his name. A virgin shall be with a child. His name is there. So God will do significant things in our life, but it is through the instrumentality of his word. So you will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word, and his word healed, and his word delivered from destruction. So whenever God steps in into anyone's life, whether to redeem, whether to restore, whether to refresh, whether to renew, whether to reset, whether to regenerate, he sends his word. Forever, O Lord, Isaiah 40 verse 8, your word is what? The grass withers. That's Isaiah 48. Yeah. Forever, O Lord, your word is safety. Psalm 119, verse 105. Isaiah 48, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. So the word of God is all powerful, all glorious, in every way. It has the capacity to break through hardship. It has the capacity to shine through darkness. The word of God prevails over issues of life. The word of God burns through and purifies the issues of our lives. The word of God can act as what you can call a reagent. It washes, it blots out human errors. It cleanses our conscience from dead works to become living sacrifices to God. The word works. Glory to God. In Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 16, I want us to read something. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 16, when we say the word walks, Revelation, it said, now I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called what? Faithful and what? You know, when you read your Bible, anytime you find capital letter being used to begin a word in the midst of a sentence, please understand they are referring to a personality. So it says, there is someone who sat on that horse. His name was called Faithful and True. Faithful and True. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He said, and in righteousness, can you see capital H again? He judges and makes war. Can you see capital H again? His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. Capital H again, he had a name written that no one knew except himself. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. At least by now you should know who we are talking about. And his name is called. His name is called what? John chapter 1 again tonight. In the beginning was the word. Can we read that from Amplified Translations? Amplified, please. Thank you. God bless you. Whoever is on that console, who is there? Come and collect 5,000 naira from me after the service for your dinner. in the beginning, before all time, was what? Can you see now the description of that word? So, how many people have received Jesus in this room tonight? Yeah, you have the word. You have received the word. You can't be confused. I mean, these are things that we say with our languages. I'm confused. I can't be confused. I'm broke. I can't be broke. I'm sick. I can't be sick. You say, why? In the beginning, before all time, was what? The word. What I'm trusting for in this year is that, I don't know if anyone is living with that mindset. Because when we feel formed, they say religion, Christianity. Just because you are born into a Christian home. Mm-mm. This year, you will have a personal encounter with the word of life. He said, in the beginning, before all time, I was born on the 12th of August. So before 12th of August, the year I was born, the word, Christ, and the word with God, and the word was what? Verse 2, he said, he was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. I mean, we were taught yesterday, isn't it? If you can just understand English, you understand the Bible. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. So whether somebody wake up tomorrow and say God does not exist, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need their opinion to exist. Whether someone wakes up tomorrow and say this has not become an Islamic nation, it doesn't matter. The word of God works. And also says, you are saying it can never happen. People are getting saved in China now. Massive. Yet, the country regulation is that if you preach, there is no even Bible that they will allow you to take into that country. Yet, people have, they said, sometimes it's one copy of Bible. They walk like any ordinary person going on the street, but they just enter building places. Because they can't go in droves like you are driving. Because by the time, like we drove in into our service tonight, by the time you drive, everybody, they know that something is happening there. So they just walk. Everybody just walk like a mall and all that. They just walk and all that. And they get into. A pastor shared the story. Said that where they took him was underground. And he saw 5,000 people. He said 5,000 because the AC had stopped working. And people were still there. And he taught for 2 hours. He said after 2 hours, people, he thought that they said they were going for break. They didn't go. He taught approximately for 7 hours. So in the service, what they do, if it's only one copy of the Bible, you pass. And people cram. Because that's the sustaining force. So the word of God cannot be banned. The word works. It doesn't matter whether there are regulations in country. People are getting saved in Saudi Arabia. They are getting saved in Beirut. Because the word of God cannot be banned. Hey, as I am here tonight, if you take my Bible away, as long as you don't take the Holy Ghost away, the one Timothy Jesara will sustain me. Praise God. I said the word works. So, in the word, that's why I want you to read it from here. In the word was what? And the power to do what? So what you carry has the capacity to bestow life. So someone is sick, it has the capacity to minister life, healing, restoration. Someone needs mental adjustment. When you pray with that person, it has the capacity to bestow life. And this life is what? So the word of God has the capacity to turn a dullard into an intelligent person. I tried it in my final, and I keep saying it, in my final year in the university. That was when I got saved. And I believe God for my GPA to go up. If I haven't mixed with NFA at 100 levels. Because it was like carryover from my A-level, Panwan Dikas Club. We go for generations. That's where my singing ministry began, Songito. In him was life and the power to bestow life. And the life was the light of men. And I will say to you, in fact, my wife is one of those people, you can't compare, and that's what the word of God has the capacity. You can't compare where I'm coming from. I know where I'm coming from, and I know where I'm going. I know where I am. There are certain things you can't convince me that the world doesn't work. The world can handle any sickness, whether it is terminal or temporary or permanent. That's the word. It has the capacity to bestow life. It has the capacity to increase your intelligent quotient. The word has the capacity to turn. There's a guy that I know. He stammers ordinarily, but he's a preacher. As long as he's holding that microphone, it doesn't stammer. The word of God has the capacity to impart life. There's someone that I had this testimony. He went into a place one day and discovered that all of them were Spanish-speaking people. And they saw a Bible with him. And they said, teach us the word of God. They demonstrated it. They said, so he understood it. He said his intelligence, his mind just, and he just hoped, and he just said that scripture, done. When at that day, do not premeditate on what you have to say. He said, I will just open your mouth. I will feel it. Why? That's one scripture. The other one, he said, open your mouth and then I will speak through your mouth. And say, he said he spoke for 2 hours in Spanish. And he can see it because when the word of God is imparting life, he said there was glow in people's faces. And one thing happened at that meeting, Luke 5:17. He said, on a certain day, while Jesus was preaching and teaching, the power of God. So as he was speaking, he said, they will shout out in Spanish, more like, I am healed. He too will shout out because he will repeat whatever they are saying after them. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord. That's the word we have access to. This year, you can't keep your Bible anywhere. Your word is hidden in my heart. Whatever it takes, it must enter. Once anything enter your heart, it has entered your life. No one can take that. That's why Jesus said, he said, this joy that I'm giving you, no one can take it from you. He said, it's not like the joy, the world has given you this joy. Can we read? I want to read to verse 5. The light, can you see capital L? The world shines in the darkness. And darkness, can you read it now? Those who know the names of demons, not the name of God, can you see? The world doesn't even recognize the name of demons. Who are you? Katanko Kukunko. It's irrelevant. And like Pastor Peter said yesterday, it just occurred to me that we had that thing. Every testimony, I am the second in command to Satan. How many second in command does Satan has? I am from the Marine. I am from the Atlantic Ocean. This is what we have done. We are going to Lagos. It's always Lagos by the expressway or Abakaliki to Port Harcourt Road. That's where they drink blood. No one confuse you with those things. We also drink blood. So the light, the world shines on in the darkness. And darkness did not understand it. So you can't be understood. Your life cannot be understood by anyone. He said, and overpower it, or appropriate it, or absorb it, and it is all receptive to it. One day, the word of God arrived at Ephesus. And there was a holy commotion against the spirit of sorcery. And Apostle Paul, after the word was preached, after miracles took place, he summarized his experience with Acts chapter 19, verse 20. Acts chapter 19, verse 20. I want us to look at something. He says, so the word of the Lord concerning eternal salvation through faith in Christ was what? Growing greatly. And then prevailing. So this year, the word will grow in your life. Amen. This year, the word will prevail. And whatever it is that has been a challenge to you, as the word is growing, you will prevail over such challenges. The word prevail means to gain ascendancy through the strength of superiority. The word prevail means to be effectual in fervency. The word prevail means to frequently dominate, subdue, and be in charge. The word prevail means to prove superiority in influence. So the word grows and the word prevail. The word grows and the word prevail. The word prevail means to consistently win, triumphing, conquering, overcoming, succeeding, dominating, and bringing into subjection the way of thinking, the way of words, the way of choices, the way of action. The word grows and prevails. It grows over sickness and prevails with that. It grows over lack and prevails with abundance. It grows over confusion and prevails with divine revelation and divine direction. The word of the Lord is what gives substance to our faith. The word of the Lord is what shapes us. The word of the Lord is what forms us. The word of the Lord is the substance thing that we can see. You know how this word is so powerful. Even David said, when your father, natural father and mother, when they vomit you, he said, I, the Lord, will take you up. When you don't have natural parents, the word of the Lord has the ability to plant you in families. That's why he said he planted the solitary in families. The word of the Lord. The word works. Hebrews chapter 11. Can we look at it together? Verses 1 to 3. Also in the Amplify. He said, now faith is the assurance, titled it, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. There are 12 things that has been spoken concerning the new decade. They are divinely guaranteed. He said, and the evidence of that which is not seen, the conviction of their reality. He said, faith comprehend as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For by this kind, so there may be other kinds of faith, but this one that we are talking about, by this kind of faith that the Bible talks about in verse 1, that has a title deed that is divinely guaranteed, he said, this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. He said, by faith, that is, with an inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power and wisdom and goodness of God, we understand that the world's universe, ages were framed. So the world can frame. The world can create. The world can put in order. The world can equip for your intended purpose by the word of the Lord, so that what is seen was not made out of the things that are visible. How do you explain the process of divine healing? The evidence. I was blind. Now I see. How do you explain divine healing? Sometimes it's gradual. Most time it is. Sometimes it's instantaneous. But most time it's gradual. The Bible described it. And the sick began to amend. Since I started preaching, some people are amending already. Said, amend at that same hour. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So this year, because the word works, we must keep our faith frequency high. We must. Four things you must do. Number one, get rid of all superfluity of naughtiness. James 1:21. You have to renew your mind. Romans 12:2. Get rid.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,